some information about what we've done in the past, because this issue has obviously come up for us for the last several years. Okay?
Okay, and if I just add one last thing.
Sure.
I have been listening to the hearings a bit, and I understand the function of the board, and I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
And I appreciate the respectful way you have been, you know, treating other people who have come before you for appeal. And I realize that you are attempting to take a common sense approach. So I'm hoping that given the amount of distress that this drastic increase in taxes is causing, and I've been listening to people who own multiple properties and how awful this is for them, I was hoping that the board would consider another way, such as a gradual increase of the commercial classification, say over the next 3 years, say one-third the first year, two-thirds the second, working it up so that the taxpayers would be able to adjust and plan for it. As I mentioned, those increases that I saw on my tax bills of 300% and 400% are extreme.
And I understand we don't disagree that that's some rather drastic increase, but let me go ahead and let the assessor respond, and then I'll talk about this a little bit more. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm Susan Chapman. I'm the assessor. My authority is given to me by statute. I'm actually an elected official, so you're right. I don't really have a boss that can tell me what I can and can't do, but that's why the board exists, so that I can't run rampant over you. So the reason that I classify you commercial is statute number 137.016, and it's how to classify real property. And there's a line in there, and you can look that up on number one there. And it says, for the purposes of this section for classifying the residential property, transient housing means all rooms available for rent or lease for which receipts from the rent or lease of such rooms are subject to state sales tax. So if you or a third party collects sales tax on behalf for you to pay into the state, then that means that you are commercial. You are not residential. And that's the statute that I'm basing this on. I'm aware of a case that came through, but that was somebody's residence. They were, you know, some of it was not being taxed on, that kind of thing. So I have no way of determining how many nights you rent it. I just have to make the determination for highest and best use, and these properties that you've bought are in the middle of nightly rental resorts, and they were sold specifically to investors. That's even in their sales information, and they give investors information on how to make money off of them. So again, highest and best use, and statute 137.016, number one, those last two lines, transient housing.
Okay, from a, and obviously we can go through legal arguments all day. I happen to be a lawyer on the board, but as I've said, we've been trying to use a common sense approach, and I'm glad that you've been, that we actually have somebody out there listening to us.
more than I care to.
Right. So you already kind of know what we're looking at and the drill here. I think a lot of some of the confusion around the case law sometimes comes from people think that classification for zoning purposes, that law applies to sales tax area, and I don't think that the decisions come down that way. There's been some recent decisions from the State Tax Commission, even a couple from this county